You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of your owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm doing great. Fine, thank you.
Well, anything new or exciting in the gold and silver business?
It's always exciting in the gold and silver business. What better way to preserve your wealth than by purchasing gold and silver? So it's a pleasure, and it's an honor to be in a position to where you can help so many people through these difficult times, helping them save their money from the inflation that we face and from losing it in Wall Street. So it's always a great day in gold and silver.
All right, fine. Well, I'm glad you enjoy what you do, and I know you take good care of our listeners who've come to you, and we get all sorts of great reports back. So basically, anything new or exciting as far as what you see as far as the monetary system is concerned? I was surprised to see that Barack Obama has said he's going to reappoint Ben Bernanke as chairman of the Federal Reserve. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't think he really had a choice. I mean, as far as Wall Street looks to Ben Bernanke, you know, he's the savior. He was able to bail out all the big firms and keep them from going under. But you wonder that also his appointment today was the same day where the same day news of the Federal Reserve losing their fight in a Freedom of Information action to release the details of their financial dealings. So it kind of makes you wonder why he went ahead and made this big announcement even prior to the usual date, and I know it's later. I'm not quite sure what that date is, but it was an early announcement of his reappointment. So, you know, so another distraction and another to keep the markets calm. And to me, it's also another sign to show just how uncertain the market really is.
Well, you know, I think it's very interesting. I said we hear a lot about swine flu. Is this a major distraction just to keep our attention off what's happening in the financial markets? We hear all about the uncertainty over in Israel and certainly as far as the settlements is concerned and the possibility of a resumption of missile attacks either from Hamas or Hezbollah. Is that a diversion to keep our attention away from what's happening to the financial markets? We hear talk about the possibility of a war with Iran. Is this real, or is it simply another distraction? It's so difficult as we read all of these things to have any idea what's really going. All we know is that the Fed is actually transferring the wealth of the American people to foreign banks and to banks, but they won't even tell us where the money's going. And Ben Bernanke says, I don't care what the courts say, I'm above the courts. I don't care what Congress says, we're above the Congress. And one of our congressional leaders is going to have the courage to stand up and say, look, you work for us, we don't work for you.
You're absolutely correct, and it's you're right about the distractions, but not only the ones that you mentioned, but also this health insurance. I mean, you know, the focus was on all these town hall meetings, which is a good thing. But again, you know, then there's reports coming out saying how, you know, they probably won't vote on anything until the first of next year. So a lot of confusion, and a lot of people are confused. They don't know what to do. You know, that they're continued to be told that things are better, but yet personally, they don't feel it.
Well, Chris, the thing is that the death boards in the Kevorkian healthcare bill, That's the death boards in the Kevorkian Health Bill have already been enacted, and nobody's told the American people. They were in the supplement bill. Over $1 billion for these boards that are going to determine who lives and who dies and what treatments are good and what are not. And believe me, as they have less and less money, they're going to have to start restricting access to health care. Medicare loses money every month. They can't tell the American people that. Why, we'd realize they've been lying all these years, and they're still lying today. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, and we've simply been talking about what's going on in America today. And, of course, we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I was just telling Melody that one of the most carefully kept secrets in America is the fact that the so-called death panels that Sarah Palin's been talking about in the Kevorkian health care bill are not in the Kevorkian health bill. They've already been enacted. They were in the supplement bill, and nobody is telling the American people that. I actually talked to a Dr. Janda, J-A-N-D-A. He's an orthopedic surgeon, so we certainly have a feeling of camaraderie. We've only talked one time, but we will be having him onto our programs. And he's actually been to Washington, D.C., testified before Congress, and is trying to sound the alarm that basically Congress enacted the death boards, the medical advisory boards that are going to determine who lives and who dies and what procedures will be used. That was in the supplement bill. It's already been enacted. And first, Dr. Janda has written some articles. They're up on the Internet. And do you know what? Why, somebody has actually taken his articles and censored them and then reposted them on the Internet, altering what he said. They're scared to death. The American people are going to learn the truth. And the video is very clever, Dr. Janda said, you know, can they really do that? Can they take my articles and censor them and then post them on their website in an altered form that deletes what I said about the panels, the advisory panels that have already been enacted? They put out $1 billion for it. The Obama administration knows that the death panels are in place. They just don't want the American people to know. And when they say, why, there are no death panels in the Obama health care bill, they're right. They've already been enacted. Isn't it amazing, Melody? There's not one person in 1,000 out there who really has any idea what's going on.
It really is amazing. And again, there's so many distractions out there. And while they're being absorbed in one thing or another, all our freedoms and our liberties and all these things are being passed behind, you know, everyone's back, and they won't see it, and they won't know it. Legislation has been passed, you know, for years that way, and people just don't have it, just like the Patriot Act, and everybody would think that it was for your good, and we're safe from these big terrorists, and in the meantime, everything written, and it just took everything away from us. And so people, you just can't let your guard down, and you just got to, you just have to keep planning.
Hold that thought, Melody. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver, and we're talking about what's going on in America today. And everybody's saying, why, things are getting better, you know? Why we didn't lose anywhere near as many jobs this last month. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you can't get a turnaround until you not only stop losing jobs, but you start creating new jobs, and they're not going to be able to create new jobs because the banks are not lending money. And everything is depending upon money. If you don't have enough money to start up a business, even if you have only most of the money, but you need a little bit of money to supplement it, you can't go out there and borrow it. And they've specifically shut off the faucet of money through the credit system because they want to collapse our economy, and the Fed is actually paying the banks interest on the money that is deposited with the Fed for the first time in history to dry up the supply of money for loans. But they can't tell the American people that the real goal, the real purpose, is to transfer the wealth of the American people to the people within the financial elite, and then to impoverish the American people, to shift our jobs overseas. And, of course, I'm sure most people know that we did transfer. We gave Chrysler to Fiat Motor Company, an Italian company, and the effort, well, we've got to intervene here. The government's got to intervene to create jobs, and we are creating jobs. Fiat is opening new plants to build Chrysler in Mexico. Fiat is opening new plants to build Chrysler cars in Italy. But, of course, we're not opening new cars, new plants here. General Motors, which used to employ between 500,000 and 250,000 workers, laborers on the line, why, of course, they'll be down to 40,000 people by the end of this year. That's what the plan really is, but we can't tell the American people. The whole plan is to shift our production overseas and to impoverish the American people, because most Americans would be offended by that. I mean, they don't want to ship their wealth and everything they've worked for all of their lives overseas, but that's just exactly what's happening. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
I remember a year ago they were talking about GM filing bankruptcy, and it was, you know, it would just destroy this country, so they finally decided later on in the year to go ahead and funnel those billions of dollars to these firms. And they eventually end up going bankrupt. And yes, lots of people, thousands and thousands of people have lost their jobs. But the system kept going. GM is still there. They're still building cars in various parts of the country, the world that you just mentioned. And this is not a jobless recovery. We didn't have one in the early 2000 after 9/11. They kept saying a jobless recovery. There is no such thing as a jobless recovery. It can't happen. People need jobs to work. Today I was listening on CNBC, and all they were talking about is the consumer is back. He's feeling good. The consumer sentiment report was out today. It was up larger than what anybody had anticipated and expected. And it's like the consumer cannot bring this country back any longer. They are spent. I mean, I guess some of these firms, some of these retailers, yeah, if you hit bottom, you know, you're bound to have a little bit of a slight increase. But all they're doing is they're trying to cover it up, so at least perhaps going into the holiday season, perhaps they're trying to hold on to something to make people feel good about themselves so they do continue to buy. Because you got to remember, most of these retailers, they're not in the black until the holidays. And so they have their inventories, and they have to have a good season to bring them into to make their year. And if that doesn't happen, I think you're going to find the 2010 much more severe than what we've seen this year, and it's going to continue to erode. In fact, I just saw an article where someone was talking about that they have our debt, and I guess I shouldn't mention it until I actually see the article so I don't get my numbers wrong, but you're talking about our deficit being $4 trillion. I mean, that's what the Fed has. Is possible that we could actually go to in order to keep these markets from collapsing. It was an economist at Goldman Sachs who says that the Federal Reserve could actually double the size of the balance sheet if it has to keep this economy growing. And so it's a possibility, $4 trillion.
Well, because I've got some thoughts. You know, we could have something like finance for furniture. We can, I mean, that would get the furniture market going. That we could have a money for money for mattresses, and we get the mattress companies going. Then we could have bucks for buffets. We could have dollars for donuts. Certainly, the donut industry, I'm sure, is feeling some of the pinch. If we just had the government begin giving money away, we could sort of have helicopters. We could really get the economy going. But what happens down the line? And that is the whole system collapses. There is no way we can ever possibly pay off a debt that today was about $11.6 trillion. But that was simply they're lying about the debt. If you use the general accepted accounting practices, the so-called GAAP, the real debt, when you take into account the pledges for Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and all of the other pensions for government employees, you're talking somewhere between 50, 5 and $65 trillion. That's more money than there is in all the world. And, of course, there's even one of the people, I think it's at the Dallas, you know, a branch of the Federal Reserve Bank or one of the other branches, who is talking about our real debt when you take into the states and the local governments about $99 trillion. Now, understand, everything in the world is only worth about $55 trillion. But we have the greatest debt that has ever existed in all, throughout all history. And this whole thing is eventually going to collapse. And the question is whether it will be sooner or later, but it's going to collapse. And when we come out of this recession, the America we have known will never be the same again. Certainly Robert Rice, the former Secretary of Labor, one of the smartest people we have, who knows the elite, who's been part and parcel of it, made that statement recently, where he said, we're not going to recover from the recession. And then he went on to explain, we're not going to recover because when we do come out, this will be an entirely different America. And it's about time people began to understand that. And, of course, behind everything going on are the powerful spirits of forces we talk about. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call and you have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Melody, certainly is the gold and silver market holding up pretty well? Things slacked off a little bit. Are people, you know, already still buying gold and silver? Are some of them actually being forced to sell some of the gold and silver just to meet their expenses at this time?
I think it's a little bit of both. You certainly do have the people that I saw during July and August, people selling their gold to help with their monthly finances. I think we've had a recent turnaround. Of course, gold has been doing extremely well. The dollar has been falling quite dramatically. And so they're beginning to understand that things really aren't as good as what they've heard or what they're being told. They're also seeing their portfolios increase a little bit with the market rally. So they're trying to take advantage and perhaps recoup some of their losses that they faced earlier this year and last year. So, you know, they're waiting, and I believe that now they're beginning to pull it back out as we go into the fall season, where you do have a little more volatility in the markets. You have a tendency, gold has a tendency to have its strongest months in price during these upcoming months. So you're beginning to see more of a pickup in gold. I think gold is doing extremely well. Someone said to me, well, gold and silver is not doing as well as it should be at this time. It's like, well, there's an incredible force that has an impact on the prices of gold. And I believe that impact will be eliminated in the future. I believe they do want the gold prices to rise, but they will rise at a time. Anything from left field can come in and change anything at any time very drastically. There's still predictions. I think gold still has a good chance to reach 1,200 by the end of the year, depending on what happens in September and October and November. I think things will begin to unfold rapidly. I think once gold breaks through 1,000, I think you'll see some very rapid movement up through 1,000. But first we need to get above there and close above there several times. We knew there'd be a big battle at 1,000 for the price of gold, and we certainly have faced it. But I think it's doing very well. I couldn't even imagine gold breaking down through 900. I know there's a lot of various other commentators and newsletter writers that say, oh, gold's going to break down. But I just don't see it happening. The fundamentals underneath gold are too strong. We've seen this big correction in the dollar again. It broke down through 78 and can't get beyond 79. So all the fundamentals for gold are there. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather have my funds in something that I can be independently free of mainstream. I don't want to be involved in Wall Street. I don't want to give them my funds anymore. Wall Street and our government have worked in concert, and they have destroyed this country. And as you just mentioned, we'll come out of this recession, but America will no longer be the America that we know.
I'm afraid that's the case. Right now, people don't understand. There's something like 34 million Americans who are getting food stamps. That's 9% of the population. And suddenly, well, maybe it's actually is maybe about 11% of the population. What do we have? About 325 million people here. So basically, I mean, so many people are on food stamps. What's going to happen is by the end of this year, there are going to be about 1.5 million people who will have run out of their unemployment benefits. They had their unemployment benefits. They got an extension. They've had a second extension. But by the end of this year, why, of course, there are going to be an awful lot of people who have run out of the their unemployment benefits. And then what are they going to do? I mean, certainly you can't live on food stamps. You can't make your payments on your home. Why, a lot of people with prime loans are losing those homes. And that's the way this whole thing was planned. They knew exactly what was going to happen as you begin this cascade of home foreclosures and dropping prices, and then the whole system collapsed. We'll be right back in just a moment with Melody. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly one of the things that people always look at is the Baltic Dry Index. And the Baltic Dry Index is really the amount of money it costs you to ship things by freight overseas. And actually, the Baltic Dry Index had fallen something like 90-95%, and then it started to come back again. And people were looking at it and saying, hey, look, there's an increase in trade throughout the world. Maybe things are going to get better. But only here in the last 3 or 4 weeks has the Baltic Dry Index began to fall again. Of course, it raised up because China was buying a lot of natural resources from all over the world and stockpiling it. They were buying all those resources with American dollars they wanted to get out of, and so they've been stockpiling on all sorts of base metals and copper and iron ore and all sorts of things, oil, trying to lay in large supplies of oil. But now they've really stopped doing that. China is having real financial problems. Their market has dropped, and stock market has dropped dramatically. There's 30 million people, workers, out of work in China today. And they are really very, very unhappy. I mean, what do you do in China when there is no safety net and you're out of jobs and there's no future of getting new jobs? Many of the government plants simply shut down and didn't bother to pay their workers. Tremendous unrest in China, which is, of course, beginning to spread certainly all throughout the rest of the world. Certainly India seems to be doing fairly well. Their production is up because America is shifting their jobs to India, and certainly even Boeing is shifting jobs to India. General Motors is shifting jobs to India. But they can't tell the American people any of these things. Are you hearing about these things? You know, how our major manufacturers are actively being encouraged and financed and subsidized to move their American jobs out of this country?
Absolutely. And they've had these encouragements for a very long time. And they will continue to use the lower labor cost countries, and they will develop these countries as they allow this country just to fall to ruin. There's no incentives to bring these corporations back into this country. I mean, we have to realize we're globalized, and whether we like it or not, I just can't imagine going back. I don't believe there's anyone in Washington or enough of people in Washington that have the ability to really change anything. And so we're globalized, and these corporations will continue to seek out to where they make the biggest profits.
And, of course, if you move overseas, you don't have to put up with the Environmental Protection Agency or the Occupational Health Industry, or you don't have to provide pensions or Social Security or insurance or health insurance for your employees. There is every incentive to move production overseas. You don't have to put up with planning commissions. I mean, if you get a license to build a building, you can build your building, you can build your factory, you can get cheap workers, people who are intelligent and happy to work, and they're not going to be organizing into unions. We are giving the companies that move overseas the ability not to pay American taxes, and they can accumulate massive amounts of wealth overseas. People don't understand. We're doing everything we can to encourage industry to move overseas and transfer the wealth and the manufacturing and the jobs of the American people to foreign shores. We'll be back here in just a moment with Melody Cederstrom right here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were simply talking about how the government policy, contrary to everything the American people are told, is to encourage factories to move overseas, to take our wealth, to take our manufacturing jobs, to take our factories overseas so that we can build up the economy of other countries and lower the living standards here. But they can't tell the American people, the common people, because they wouldn't understand that. That is part of the master plan to transfer America's wealth to other nations. Our telephone number is 800 number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. And certainly we notice that the housing market, certainly in many parts of the country, has totally collapsed. They're building some homes, but there's an abundance of homes. There are so many foreclosed homes on the market, and they're just sitting idle, and they're being sold. Yes, they're being sold because they've dropped the prices. And some people think we're at the bottom of the housing market. They're going back in and buying homes, but I think that that's a terrible mistake. There are between 25 and 30 million Americans who are either unemployed or underemployed. Certainly, the Federal Deposit Insurance Company certainly is just about out of money. Of course, they say, well, we have the full faith and credit of the United States government behind us. But remember, the United States government is bankrupt. The United States government doesn't have any money. It's living on borrowed money. So that the Federal Deposit Insurance Company has the full faith of the American government behind it. It has behind it a bankrupt nation. Do you really make them feel more secure about the money you have deposited in the bank? The Federal Benefit Guarantee Company, the guarantees are the private pension funds, is about $30 billion behind in Sydney. These privately held pension funds, there is no insurance policy to guarantee them. All of these were wonderful ideas, but they were all Ponzi schemes, just exactly like Social Security is a Ponzi scheme and Medicare is a Ponzi scheme, paying benefits out of the money that comes in and then taking the rest of the benefits and putting it into a trust fund, but then they spent all the money in the trust fund. I mean, you couldn't just have that money sitting there. So there is no money in the Social Security trust fund. More and more people are losing their jobs, are not paying into Social Security. At least according to a recent article in the International Forecaster, at least one congressman is saying that within 2 or 3 years, Social Security will not have enough money coming in to actually make the out payments. And of course, they've just announced that there will be no cost of living increase this year or next year for Social Security. And the reason for that is Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. They sent certainly Bernie Madoff to prison for a Ponzi scheme. But Congress has been running a Ponzi scheme with Medicare and Medicaid and Medi-Cal, I should say, Social Security and Medicare. Certainly Medicaid is simply a giveaway program, a welfare program run by the government, but a government that now doesn't have any money and has to borrow on average about $4 billion a day just to pay its regular expenses. What's going to happen, Melody?
You know, there's a lot of people out there that really depend on those funds, and I was just reading an article earlier today where, you know, you talk about banks and the FDIC, and every Friday there's a bunch of banks that are closing. They just sold a major bank in Texas to a firm from Spain, I believe it was. But now you're looking at, now it's beginning to hit some of maybe the Midwest states. The Sioux City Bank, I believe, has, this article says that it's received a notice from the regulators that it has to be sold or liquidated by the 30th of September. I mean, this is a bank that was founded in 1923, and it's a very large bank. It's Iowa's 22nd largest of their 400 banks that they have. And so you're looking at a significant amount of assets and dollars if that bank folds, if they can't liquidate or someone comes in. So the chain of events continue to happen. And every time there's an action, there's a reaction. And it takes time for those reactions to happen, but there's nothing changing. It just continues to progress. And
well, there are certainly somewhere between 77 and 80 banks that have been closed. And many of these, of course, were banks with, this is so far this year, many of them are banks with multiple branches. And certainly most of our small banks are insolvent. But most of our large banks are insolvent too. But they don't have to worry because we say they're too large to fail. These are the people who created the problem, and we're rewarding them by guaranteeing their safety. And the American taxpayers will, of course, have to fund the 80 or 90 trillion dollars of derivatives that the J.P. Morgan Chase has. And certainly that alone could bankrupt our nation. But we can't let it fail. This is Dr. Stan Mack here. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and right now we have Mark on the line. Hi, Mark. How are you doing? Oh, let's see. I got to push the button. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good, Doctor. You just won some golden airtime on Family Radio.
I did.
Yes, I just spoke with Jonathan Rickert, who works for Family Radio, and he wants to interview you in regards to the swine flu and the squalene, and it'll be a 5-minute interview. And he's interested in talking to you about that. I just got off the phone with him.
All right, wonderful. I appreciate so much you making that arrangement. You give me a call off the air. Let me know when we can do it, how we can get in touch with him. I think it's vitally important that the people there on Family Radio with 50 stations know the truth about this swine flu and the danger of this swine flu and why no one should take this, because there really is a population control agenda. They've already killed millions of people throughout the world with AIDS and DDT and with the other things that they're doing. Sterilize people with their vaccines, and the people have a right to know. It's not simply by accident that the sperm count is down 50% throughout the entire world. This didn't happen by accident. It happened because there's an agenda. Anyway, did you have a question or a comment for our guest?
Well, Doctor, don't you think that this fits in very nicely with David Rockefeller's book on his memoirs, where he said he was proud of being charged with wanting to destroy the United States on page 405 of his own book? And so it does make perfect sense that there is a population agenda that these people behind the United Nations have, you know, so they can have all the gold.
Well, basically what he did say was that he was being charged with being part of a secret cabal that was involved in trying to undermine the United States and create a new international order. And, of course, if that was the charge, then he was proud of it. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Mark on the line. Mark, we'll get back to you in just a moment. But before we do, Melody, I want you to get out your telephone number. I want you to get out your website and tell people why they should get in touch with you.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. And again, it is 1-800-375-4188. And you can visit our website. There's radio programs that you can listen to, articles you can read. And, of course, if you're a beginner to the gold and silver, there's things in which you can, the old question and answer sheet that will help you get started. But we always encourage you to call. But the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. That is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And we take a different approach with our customers when they call inquiring about gold and silver coins. We listen to what their investment objective is. We listen to perhaps what they already have in gold and silver coins, and we try to enhance what they currently own. You can own gold, and someone said, well, gold is gold. Well, that's not true. It does make a difference what you hold in your portfolio if you're looking for performance. And there's various reasons why people buy gold, and we listen and we try to match the coin what we believe would best suit their objective. So we do things different. We have great prices, great service. So we encourage you to give us a call.
All right, fine. And one more time, your telephone number?
1-800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, our number here, if you'd like to call, you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Mark on the line. Mark, did you have another question or comment before we let you go?
Well, I gave out all of your cards, so I'd like you to send me some more of your business cards. Jonathan Rickard from KEAR Family Radio wanted the information, and I forgot your phone number, so I told him to look up RadioLiberty.com.
Well, better call him back and give him the number. People don't like to have to look up telephone numbers. I'm going to ask Letitia, who's on the board, if she would make a point to send you more of our business cards so that you can give them out. I appreciate you giving them out, because some people, will get a business card, totally ignore it, but some people hopefully will notice our website there. They can go and get our internet site and listen 9 hours a day on the satellite feed, and of course not get anything accomplished, but hopefully they'll begin to get educated and then join us in this epic struggle. Sydney, appreciate all your help, and give me a call off the air, and we'll be glad to work with you, Mark. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Tear them up, Doc.
We'll do the best we can. Thanks so much, Mark. Okay, fine. Well, Mark's a good supporter and certainly does good work with Steam Master and helping people get their rugs cleaned. And if you want any more information, give us a call and we'll put you in touch with him. But Mark's working very hard to reach people with the idea that they're going to, get us on to other radio stations, other broadcasts. We need to let people know how dangerous the swine flu vaccine is, especially the squalene in swine flu vaccine, which is the same product that they put in some of the vaccines were given during the first Gulf War, which led to the disastrous autoimmune disease we call Gulf War illness, and many of those people, a significant number of them, were already dead. These are the veterans, young, healthy veterans, and probably of those who got the vaccine, somewhere between 25% and 30% are already dead. Well, anyway, Melody, let's get back to the subject of what's going on financially in the world, because, of course, most people really don't understand the significance of what's happening. Certainly, it's anticipated that we'll probably lose close to another 100 banks before this year is up, and certainly we'll lose hundreds more next year. Certainly, we're going to see the collapse of the commercial office building space. I think there are about $3.7 trillion in loans on commercial buildings, and an awful lot of those are going into default. But see what happens at times like this. The banks figure it all out. The big boys do. The small banks are in a position to take advantage. But the large banks, of course, can get all the money they want to, and borrow it at 0% interest, and then use it to buy up the commercial property and these commercial loans, which are going down. So there's really a terrible, terrible scourge spreading across our country as more and more of our major businesses eventually, a year, 2, 3, 4 years from now, are going to be shutting down across America. Well, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, certainly, as far as you're talking to people across the country, what are you hearing from your customers?
Well, they do hear a lot of misinformation about a lot of items regarding gold and silver-related items. And I think it's very important because I think as this unfolds and as this country goes deeper and deeper in debt and the dollar becomes more and more or worth less and less, there is a real need to preserve a person's purchasing power. We recommend 80% gold, 20% silver. And there's a lot of misinformation. The gold market is not regulated as yet. And so when people try to do any sort of investigation into the various types of products or what they should do, they want to educate themselves just like they have about the virus, about the flu shots, and about everything else. They want to educate themselves about gold. But since the market is not regulated, what you'll find, like on the Internet, you'll find a lot of opinions. Now, all the information that we agree on as gold dealers is why you need to buy gold. All the reasons that we've talked about this program, what we talk on other programs, are all reasons why people need to preserve their purchasing power. And that's pretty much where it ends. There's a lot of misinformation and advertising. There's newspapers across this country who they'll run full-page ads on television. You'll hear all sorts of things, and people are very confused when it comes to purchasing the type of products for various things and how much they should own and so forth. People are very confused on that, and they end up buying a lot of items that they probably don't need. They end up purchasing or paying more than what they should have to. And then what we try to do if that happens is we try to readjust their portfolio so when gold does begin to move up, they can, you know, take advantage and have their portfolios perform for them. So we do a service for our customers that so far I haven't heard any comments from my clients that any other dealer offers that to their customers. And they oftentimes sell the wrong coins to the wrong people, and we try to educate people to the truth. Coins don't perform poorly. It's the misinformation about that coin, and people will buy a coin thinking that it'll perform for them in one particular manner, and it won't. So we try to educate the customers on the various types of coins that are available so we can match it to their portfolio.
Well, you know, a lot of people try to sell these commemorative coins of one sort or another. They're telling you that the price has been very high in the past two or three times what it is now, and you really want to get it before the price goes up. What would you say if somebody told that to one of your customers?
Hogwash. Commemorative coins, they're modern issue commemorative coins, and what they do is they're basically melt value coins. I've been told that lots of times they're sold as non-confiscatable. And there's some really rare commemorative coins, but not the ones that are being sold to the customers, the common dated ones. They're just melt value coins. You're better off buying a true fractional gold bullion coin than you are a commemorative. You'll get more gold for your money. Just like the silver commemorative coins, these Lakota silvers, and these various other silver products. You're better off buying a 1 ounce silver eagle than you are these commemorative silver coins. They might be more of a novelty, and if you want to purchase one for a gift, that's fine. But people are looking to preserve their purchasing power. It's a big difference between an investment and a novelty item. The whole idea is to get as much gold as possible for your dollars, to get as much silver as possible for your dollars. That doesn't mean you can't get a little bit better quality coin, but at least it puts a limit to that type of coin and it keeps you within a certain range. And, you know, once you go beyond that range for what is suitable for you, then you don't purchase it. And it kind of sets your own guidelines. So, you know, stay away from the Lakota coins, those commemorative silvers. Just buy a silver eagle. You'll save money. You'll get a real legal tender coin, and you'll get more silver for your dollars.
All right, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, are silver coins, silver eagles, gold eagles, Cindy, are these readily available today?
Yes, they are. I noticed that the premiums on the silver eagles They actually moved up a dime last week for wholesale costs. They moved up over a dime, but the silver, the gold eagles are readily available. They do not make the fractional pieces as yet, since they eliminated those last year. But you can get fractional Canadian maple leaves. That is a full fraction. And one of my other pet peeves is when foreign gold is sold. They'll say a 20 franc is a fifth of an ounce. Well, no, it isn't. It's 0.1867. If you're buying one or two coins, I guess it really doesn't make that much difference. But if you're putting in a significant amount, that little bit makes a big difference. So people don't understand, just like the British sovereign, it's not a quarter ounce. It makes a big difference when you're purchasing a large amount of items. So these are little things that people aren't aware of, and they're being misled. And we have enough of that going on in this country. It shouldn't be done in the gold market. And I'm afraid what some of these dealers are doing will cause the market to be regulated in the future.
Well, of course, the thing is, I think people are going to have to be responsible for themselves. If you look to the government to protect you, you're going to be in real trouble, like the automobile dealers who sold all their cars, you know, so that, you know, they could, you again, then gave that credit for $4,500 to all these people, expecting to get it back from the government. And then they found that, gee, the government just isn't able to get that. The checks going, their printing presses aren't enough to turn out the checks. They sold almost 750,000 cars here, and it's wonderful for the manufacturers, you know, and their business is going to be pretty good. But then, of course, they've destroyed 750,000 of perfectly good cars that could have been used by poor people in this country or in other countries. Used car dealers said they are short on cars. The new car dealers are short on cars. The factories are beginning to open up, and they're going to run for a while until the inventory is built back up. And then, of course, I don't believe people are going to be buying cars. The people who, you know, bought the cars, they're not going to buy another new car. You don't need two new cars. And so all of these artificial things that the government is doing to stimulate the economy, while behind the scenes they're doing everything they can to cut off credit, to destroy the economy, but you can't let the people know that. You've got to think, oh, we're from the government, we're here to help, we're trying to get the economy moving. At the same time, the Fed is doing everything they can to dry up the supply of liquidity. The major banks are borrowing money and investing it in the stock market and making all sorts of money. But the loans for the people who really need them, they either can't get them or they're paying 10, 20, even 30% interest on their loans. But they're even cutting back on the credit card loans now because, of course, so many of the people are defaulting on their credit cards. So certainly we're a long way from being at the bottom of this, and we're probably not going to be at the bottom for another couple of years. And then we probably bump along the bottom for a series of years after that as they transfer our wealth and our manufacturing overseas. And when we come out, I believe we're going to be a second or third nation. I mean, they are intending to do to this country what our State Department did to Zambia, what our State Department has done to Iraq, what our State Department has done to Afghanistan. But why should anybody have a right to complain? The American people weren't concerned because the government destroyed a first-rate nation like Rhodesia. Then we weren't concerned because we destroyed a prosperous nation like Iraq. And, of course, what goes around comes around, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Well, we've got Andrew calling here. And, Andrew, hi, Andrew. How are you doing?
Hello. Thank you for taking the call so quickly.
Well, do you have a question or comment?
I do have a question, yeah. I'd like to know from Melody at what point she issues a 1099 form to people that are selling gold and silver. I've got some conflicting reports on that. At what level?
Did you get the question, Melody?
Yes, on the 1099 reporting.
Yes, do you have to send in a report if somebody, if you buy gold coins from somebody, do you have to put a 1099 in on them?
Not when people are buying coins.
No,
what about when they're selling
them? When they sell their coins.
Yeah, I'm going to...
And how many coins do they have to sell before you have to report them?
On bullion coins, it's 24 more ounces in a 24-hour period.
24 or more ounces. So if you could sell 20 ounces, why you wouldn't have to report them?
Okay, I'm not required to generate a 1099.
Okay.
Now, I know there's...
Go ahead.
I know there's a lot of dealers out there where they've created their own based on, since the Patriot Act, I know there's dealers that they sell any bullion that they'll do reportings. Now, it goes back to an old ruling. The actual IRS is 24 more ounces. Now, there's questions on what is considered bullion. 1 ounce gold eagles are not specifically listed, but you have Krugerrands that are listed. So a lot of dealers will make the difference between the Krugerrand and the Gold Eagle, and they'll say Gold Eagles are not 1099. Well, I'll guarantee you when it comes down to the interpretation of what a bullion coin is to the IRS, Gold Eagle could very well fall into that category.
What about
the $20 gold pieces do not generate 1099s. By law, I can't tell people. I'm not supposed to tell people how they can avoid paying taxes. I can tell them what generates a 1099 and what doesn't generate. I've had customers who sold $20 gold pieces, and they told me to generate a 1099 because they're going to have to require, they're going to have to show where that income came from anyway.
And let me tell you, Andrew, don't try to play games with you.
No.
I'm not trying to play games. I'm trying to know what the law is.
Right.
That's my objective. And I also wanted to know about silver, if you could answer that in terms of bag silver.
What about bag silver? Do you have to put
$1,000 face value is the determining factor.
Okay, fine. But is it more than 1,000 or just 1,000?
1,000 plus.
1,000 plus. Okay. There. I hope that answers for you, Andrew.
I'm sorry.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling. Okay, we'll be back.
You.
Our guest has been Melody Cedarstrom. Melody, do you want to get your number out just one more time?
Yes, and I always encourage everyone, contact your tax accountant.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Melody.
Yeah, you should always contact your own tax accountant because we can't give, tax advice. We can't give, that sort of thing. So if you're all unsure, make sure you do your own research. But that is what generates 1099s from here. When you make a purchase, the only time forms have to be completed if you use cash. If you write me a check or do a bank wire, there is no reporting. Banks look for suspicious activity. I have customers who want to make 10 different orders all under $10,000. Now, if that doesn't generate suspicion, I don't know what will. You're better off just writing, $100,000 check. And so that is not reportable. It's cash they want to track because they want their revenue. It's the cash they want. So they can tax it. They want to know what you're spending your cash on and where it came from. And that's how I view it. And our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. A check is not considered a cash. I'm talking about if you sent me a box of $100 bills or if you wrote if you got a cashier's check in conjunction. And I'm not even allowed to tell people that because I'm structuring the people and how to make their purchase. That is against the law. So.
All right, fine. What was a Liberty Gold coin go for at the present time if you were going to sell it? What would it bring? Do you have any idea? I was saying AU Liberty.
An AU Liberty, they would sell back into the market.
Right.
About $1,170.
Well, that's pretty good income on it. Anyway, so the Liberties actually bring more than than the Eagles, the older coins.
Yes.
All right, fine. Well, certainly there's so much there to know. I'm so glad that you're out there with a knowledge of really what's going on today. Is there any parting thoughts you have for our listeners before we let you go?
Things are changing so rapidly. And, so many of these laws, they're all open. They leave enough loopholes or they leave enough gray areas so that they can interpret it to benefit themselves. So it's always better to err on the side of caution. And if you want to be 100% private, the $20 gold pieces in mint state condition are the best way. Product has to sell back at more than 50% of the melt value. in order to make it a true numismatic coin. That doesn't mean you have to buy rare coins, but you can still get some good valued coins that sell back into the market at more than 50% of the melt content. So the AUs, they would be classified. They would not be considered the same as a $20 gold piece.
We're out of time. Well, I guess it's been Melody Cedars from Melody. Thanks very much for being
with
us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Melody Cedars from NIF and Discount Gold and Silver. And this is the time I need to remind our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you can step forward and help us, we'd love to hear from you. Sydney, then we need to point out that we are having an all-day conference on October the 25th at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And if you can possibly make it, I think you'll find a fascinating list of speakers. Dr. Catherine Albrecht will be here this morning. William Grigg, I should say she'll be here for the program. William Grigg, Ashley Moat, Tom Horn, and I think you'll find a very, very worthwhile time. We have to know how many people are coming because we're going to be serving lunch. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you want to know about the about hotel or motel accommodations, we'll be glad to send you a list of the places. We do have a block of rooms reserved at the Sea Cliff Inn and hope that you may want to stay there. It's a beautiful location and very close to the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Well, then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to try to understand what is really going on. We hear a lot about, the swine flu. You can't turn on the television without hearing about the swine flu. It's obviously this is an engineered crisis because, of course, the swine flu is really very mild. As of the last report on August 21st, according to the CDC, only 522 people had died, and 80% of those had serious predisposing illnesses, so a little over 100 people have died in the United States in this entire epidemic. And yet, of course, we're told, my goodness, this is terrible. It's going to close down our society. And it is all bunkle. So they have another agenda. What is it? Well, they want to put squalene in there. Squalene is what they put in the vaccines that were given to the Gulf War veterans, and actually over 25% of them developed Gulf War illness, and a significant number of them are already dead. And we know this, but the American people don't know that. Squalene is a dangerous adjuvant. It's not licensed, but because of the terrible emergency, do you realize that 1,400 people have died throughout the world of this disease? 1,400 people. That's why we've got to give squalene to every American man, woman, and children. And of course, children aren't getting the swine flu. The elderly aren't going to get it. But that doesn't matter. We're going to give it to them anyway because we know what's best because we're from the government. Or do we have a different agenda? This is why you need to get my Population Control Agenda monograph. It's available at RadioLiberty.com. Or we hope that you'll want to get one or another of our DVDs or four tape sets on population control. The DVDs are Planned Population Reduction. That's Planned Population Reduction. None Dare Call It Genocide. None Dare Call It Genocide. Population Control. And The End Game. And then there's a four-tape set on population control. I think we're going to try to get that onto a CD set because I think it's so vitally important. We also have four tape sets on Laetril, Why Do We Still Have Cancer, on the Brzezinski Breakthrough, which were the treatments of Dr. Brzezinski for cancer, which were actively suppressed by the government and threatening to send him to prison because he was saving human lives. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much about cancer that you don't know. You need to get our DVDs, Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore. We carry a number of them by our good friend, Dr. Lorraine Day. But if you any of these things you get, and order it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for a copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph, That's the Population Control Agenda Monograph. We'll send it to you free of charge. We want you to duplicate it, or you can buy them in bulk from us, but duplicate it and get it out across America. You may save an awful lot of lives by doing that. People have to understand that there's another agenda by the swamp behind the swine flu epidemic. And then please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection.